Article 35. Quand le gouvernement viole les droits du peuple, l'insurrection est, pour le peuple et pour chaque portion du peuple, le plus sacré des droits et le plus indispensable des devoirs.
Il s'agit de la radio officielle iranienne, la radio d'information continue qui a donné ce chiffre de 7 morts. Apparemment, des groupes de manifestants ont attaqué une base de Basiji et donc des Basiji ont tiré vers ces manifestants.
Les Basiji, ce sont les militants islamistes.
Absolument, les Basiji sont des militants islamistes qui épaulent les forces de l'ordre et donc ce sont eux qui auraient tiré sur un groupe de manifestants. Lors de la manifestation d'hier, des gens ont appelé à se rendre de nouveau aujourd'hui à 17h cet après-midi, place Valéastre. Donc on peut s'attendre à une nouvelle manifestation cet après-midi. La tension est grandissante, d'autant plus que des étudiants islamistes ont également appelé à manifester à 15h cet après-midi. Donc la tension va grandissante dans la journée.
Le frère de l'ex-président journaliste Mohamed Khatami, ainsi que par Mehdi Kaloubi, l'ancien président du Parlement, qui était également candidat aux élections. Donc c'est très fort, ces gens-là ont ouvertement appelé à continuer à résister jusqu'au bout. Ils ont dit qu'ils soutenaient la foule, et il semblerait que sous la pression de la population iranienne et sous la pression de ces nationalités politiques qui continuent à contester le scrutin, eh bien on a appris aujourd'hui que le guide suprême, l'ayatollah Ali Khamenei, qui est le numéro un du régime, eh bien il aurait ordonné une enquête sur les fameuses allégations de fraude.
Obviously, all of us have been watching the news for a while. And I want to start off by being very clear that it is up to Iranians to make decisions about who Iran's leaders will be. That we respect Iranian sovereignty and want to avoid the United States being the issue inside of Iran. Which sometimes the United States can be a handy political football or discussions with the United States. Having said all that, I am deeply troubled by the violence that I've been seeing on television. I think that the democratic process, free speech, the ability of people to peacefully dissent, all those are universal values and need to be respected. And whenever I see violence perpetrated on people who are peacefully dissenting, and whenever the American people see that, I think they're rightfully troubled. My understanding is that the Iranian government says that they are going to look into irregularities that have had taken place. We weren't on the ground. We did not have observers there. We did not have international observers on hand. So I can't state definitively one way or another what happened with respect to the election. But what I can say is that there appears to be a sense on the part of people who are so hopeful and so engaged and so committed to democracy, who now feel betrayed. And I think it's important that moving forward, whatever investigations take place are done in a way that is not resulting in bloodshed and is not resulting in people being stifled in expressing their views. Now, with respect to the United States and our interactions with Iran, I have always believed that, as odious as I consider some of President Ahmadinejad's statements, as deep as the differences that exist between the United States and Iran on a range of core issues, that the use of tough, hard-headed diplomacy, diplomacy with no illusions about Iran and the nature of the differences between our two countries, is critical when it comes to pursuing a core set of our national security interests, specifically making sure that we are not seeing a nuclear arms race in the Middle East triggered by Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, making sure that Iran's not exporting terrorist activity. Those are core interests, not just to the United States, but I think to a peaceful world in general. We will continue to pursue a tough, direct dialogue between our two countries, and we'll see where it takes us. But even as we do so, I think it would be wrong for me to be silent about what we've seen on the television over the last few days. And what I would say to those people who put so much hope and energy and optimism into the political process, I would say to them that the world is watching and inspired by their participation, regardless of what the ultimate outcome of the election was. And they should know that the world is watching. And particularly to the youth of Iran, I want them to know that that we in the United States do not want to make any decisions for the Iranians, but we do believe that the Iranian people and their voices should be heard and respected. Okay.
Who's been able to file now this report of these exclusive pictures in Tehran, be warned, some of the images are extremely distressing.
The paramilitaries, vanguard of the revolution and loyal to President Ahmadinejad, the Basij are widely hated. The people shout, "We'll kill those who killed our brothers." They set fire to the building. Such scenes are unprecedented since the revolution. The Basij started shooting in the air, but the people threw stones back. And then the Basij fired. At least one person was killed. Reports suggest many have been injured. A terrible contrast to the peaceful scenes of people massing, which we witnessed earlier in the day.